You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Spring election season will now kick into higher gear, with April the next opportunity to vote. Lisa Hale has more about what's to come in the state Supreme Court race.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel, have agreed to a debate next month. The debate will be hosted by WISN-TV in Milwaukee on Wednesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. Crawford is a Dane County Circuit Court judge and former prosecutor. Schimmel is the former state attorney general and sits as a judge on the Waukesha County Circuit Court. The candidates are vying for the seat being vacated by retiring Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. The spring election is set for April 1st.
And the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled on a case involving mobile voting stations. But they didn't rule on mobile voting. This is kind of complicated, so hang in there with me. Basically, they decided that the Republican Party doesn't have the legal standing to challenge the Wisconsin Elections Commission. So here's what happened. In the 2022 primary election, the Racine City Clerk's Office used a mobile voting van to allow people to cast their absentee ballots. They brought it to different areas of the city in different wards. The Racine County Republican Party filed a complaint with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Eventually, the bipartisan commission ruled that there was no probable cause that a law was broken, simply because there's nothing in the state law that bans a mobile voting site. From there, chair of the Racine County Republican Party, Ken Brown, sued, and the case made its way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That brings us to today, where the court ruled Brown couldn't prove how he was aggrieved, which was required under state law, and they dismissed the suit. The state's highest court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. This dismissal did not actually take on whether or not mobile voting sites are allowed. According to the Associated Press, that one Racine ban in 2022 is the only time a mobile voting site has been used in Wisconsin. Following an executive order from President Donald Trump last month, which aimed at barring transgender female athletes from competing in women's or girls' sports, a decision has been made. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association, or WIAA, announced yesterday that only students assigned female at birth can compete in girls' sports. The NCAA similarly updated its policies. Fox Crossing Republican Nate Gustafson, who introduced a bill last year that would have kept biological males from competing in girls' sports, applauded the WIAA action. Governor Tony Evers vetoed that bill last year.
And fans who plan to attend the NFL draft in Green Bay should start planning their visit now. Packers Director of Public Affairs Aaron Popke says the first thing that you should do is download the NFL One Pass app. This is what the league will use to communicate with the fans. This includes when tickets will be available and where you should go to enter the staging area. Early next month, they anticipate more information will be available, such as transportation, parking, and how to get into the event. Registering for a ticket will also be on One Pass. Now, tickets are free, but you do need to register in advance. Fans should also familiarize themselves with the NFL's carry-in policies for the event to prevent any surprises at the gates. Packers officials say the next thing you should do is finalize your transportation to and from the event, which is expected to bring hundreds of thousands of fans to the area over 3 days. He expects shuttle buses from outside communities to be a popular option, and homeowners and businesses around Lambeau will have cash parking options. There will also be satellite lots offering park-and-ride shuttles to the front gates. Last year's event in Detroit brought in an estimated 775,000 people to downtown Detroit, including 275,000 on the first day alone. It's now been over 2 weeks since anyone has heard from 16-year-old Sophia Franklin, or the adult man accused of getting her pregnant and abducting her. Police believe 40-year-old Gary Day took her from her Beaver Dam home, and he's been on the run with her ever since. And now, the case may be handed over to the U.S. Marshals. Beaver Dam police say they've been in contact with law enforcement from other cities, states, and federal agencies. But now, the marshals may take the lead as they hunt for the two of them. The criminal complaint shows that Day started talking with Franklin online last April. And in December, a parole officer in Day's native Arkansas found her at his home. She's currently 3 to 4 months pregnant, and Amber Alerts have been activated in Arkansas and Missouri. And a 20-year-old Crandon woman is facing multiple charges, including child porn, child exploitation, and bestiality. Police say that more arrests and additional charges could come pending the forensic evaluation of the electronics located. And a Republican bill that would ban students from using cell phones in the classroom passed the Wisconsin State Assembly on Wednesday. Republican lawmakers say the bill would be beneficial for the mental health of students and includes exceptions for emergencies or teacher-authorized educational purposes. State Democrats criticized the bill as a one-size-fits-all approach that doesn't make sense. They say any cell phone policies should include feedback from parents, teachers, and students. And both candidates for the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court election say they will not pledge to recuse themselves from cases involving the political parties backing their campaigns. Both state parties have donated millions to the preferred candidate in what will likely be the most expensive Supreme Court campaign in history. Supreme Court candidates are not required by law to recuse themselves from cases involving a political party, and the decision to recuse is typically left up to the justices. Both claim they will not prejudge cases. One person is dead and another injured after two vehicles collided Tuesday morning. The Wisconsin State Patrol says it happened at 8 a.m. on U.S. 8 at Spring Creek Road near Rhinelander. They say a vehicle was going west, crossed the center line, and hit a vehicle in the eastbound lane. The driver of the vehicle that was hit died, while the other driver suffered minor injuries. And protesters visited the DePere offices of U.S. Congressman Tony Weed yesterday. They wanted to ask him and other Republicans to not cut the program providing health benefits to seniors, persons with disabilities, and people with low incomes. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
The $800 billion Medicaid program is mostly funded by federal taxpayers. Republican lawmakers want to cut the program to stop fraud and careless spending and are floating an idea that would require tying work to Medicaid. Protesters argue the amount of Medicaid fraud taking place is very small.
In the Minocqua Area Visitors Bureau, formerly Let's Minocqua, unveiled its new tourism brand and website earlier this week. The new brand's tagline, In Minocqua, was developed through months of research and collaboration with neighboring communities Arborvita, Hazelhurst, and Woodruff. They say the brand and site are fun and adventurous, yet relaxing, peaceful, and calming. They wanted to invoke feelings of connection with something greater than oneself through the area's vast natural landscape and storied history. And the Oneida County Tourism Council unveiled its newest promotional piece with an updated trail guide available to order by mail or download online. The guide promotes the county's trails and outdoor rec offerings to potential visitors through engaging photos, useful information, and helpful trail maps. They spent a lot of time researching and even added icons to help people quickly identify accessible trails, and also updated their website with information on trail surfaces, features like bridges, and rest areas with accessible restrooms. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks are back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are back from the All-Star break tonight when they host the LA Clippers at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo listed as questionable after missing the last six games with a calf muscle injury.
I'm okay. Am I 100%? I don't know. We'll see. But I was able to go through practice. It felt good. But we'll see. We'll see tomorrow if I'm 100%. I don't know yet.
Damian Lillard, also questionable. Doc Rivers after yesterday's practice.
We went hard, but not that hard. And so we'll see with him and Dame. We don't know yet.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell receiving a one-year extension on his contract with the university. Fickell's deal now runs through March of 2032. He'll earn an extra $100,000, bringing his total to $7.7 million this year. The Badgers were 5-7 last season and missed playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the warm, cozy theaters this weekend, here are some films you might enjoy. Sometimes, even though a movie is reviewing well and probably pretty decent, it sounds ridiculous. And that is the case for The Monkey, which opens wide February 21st. I'm paraphrasing, but the logline is twin brothers find a wind-up monkey that causes a killing spree, and then 25 years later, it starts a new killing spree as they try to stop it. A wind-up monkey, not even a real monkey. The other film opening in wide release is The Unbreakable Boy, a family film about a child with autism and a bone disorder. If you're not up for braving the cold and feel like sitting home, check out Sly Lives, a new documentary on Hulu about Sly and the Family Stone. Social media users, including myself, are in a lather over it, and it is pulling a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. It has a built-in, fantastic soundtrack and all the other fun stuff you'd expect from a solid rock and roll documentary. Let's go to the movies. Director Peter Bogdanovich's final film has been remastered and will be released digitally by Lionsgate. The film Squirrels to Nuts was originally released under its first title, She's Funny That Way, in 2014. The acclaimed director passed away in 2022. In reality TV stars talking just to talk news, Bethany Frankel weighed in on Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, making light of their legal issues with director Justin Baldoni, who is also Lively's co-star in It Ends With Us. Frankel, one of the real fake TV housewives of New York City, said joking about the lawsuits on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary was nothing short of genius, calling it the zeitgeist, a bullseye. She added that the only way to weather a storm is to go right through it, while also acknowledging that the storm might have actually been caused by Lively and Reynolds in the first place, admitting that no one knows what happened. Let this be a lesson to you youngsters out there. Always make social media posts. The third season of White Lotus has dropped on Max, and the HBO show has created some controversy thanks to nitpicky social media followers always looking for something to overanalyze. Every season has a new cast, location, and theme music. Season 2's theme music was so popular it played in nightclubs across Europe. Season 3's theme music has not been well received. Great thing to stress over in this day and age. If you haven't seen White Lotus yet, give it a chance. Saturday Night Live kicks off a new 50 years in March. March hosts will include comedian Shane Gillis and Lady Gaga. Neither are strangers to the SNL stage. Gillis will host the show for the second time on March 1st. The musical act will be Tate McRae. Gaga will wear hosting and musical hats as she covers both roles on March 8th. Gaga has hosted the show before and performed as the musical guest 4 times previously. Wonder if they'll be invited to the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week is finally behind us. Partly sunny skies today with a high of 23. Tonight, mostly clear, still cold, just not as frigid, lows near 3 below. Another fine day on Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 20s. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.